Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever heard Messiah has come? It says in his word to cleanse everyone. Atonement he made, iniquity bore, that we can find life with him evermore. The sacrifice lamb has been slain, his blood on the altar was stained, wipe away guilt and pain, to bring hope eternal. Salvation has come to the world, God's own Son to the world, Jesus the one. Prophets of old speak much of Messiah. His death is foretold, the purpose is clear. Isaiah did say, was for an atonement to give us a way that leads not to death.
The sacrifice now has been slain, his blood on the altar a stain, to wipe away guilt and pain, to bring hope eternal. Salvation has come to the world, God's own Son to the world, Jesus the one. Yeshua is he.
So brothers of mine, look not to yourself, for we are but one, we all need his help. We've broken the law, but he paid our debt, that we can find life by Yeshua's death.
The sacrifice lamb has been slain, blood on the altar a stain, to wipe away guilt and pain, to bring hope eternal. So final atonement has come and brought us new hope by God's Son. If you will believe in your heart,
Yeshua, you'll know.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. The sacrifice lamb has come. Glory be, glory be. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, we praise you. We honor you. We give you all the glory. Hallelujah. Do unto your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You're worthy to be praised. Worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory, 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 glory to the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Holy, 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 holy is his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you. We honor you. We give you all the glory due unto your name. This is Pastor Carlos A. Ramos Jr. and your host, The Way, the Truth, and the Life Tabernacle, here on Blog Talk Radio. And the phone number to call is 516-418-5944. Press number 1 to be connected to the studio. Glory. If you have any questions, comments, or testimonies, we will gladly address those ones. Thank you, Jesus. We encourage you to invite your family, friends, and neighbors here on Blog Talk Radio to listen to this program and to be a participant. Glory be to the Lord. I say hello to my brothers and sisters on the other side of the world. I know it's nighttime over there, but I could see by the statistics that some of you do listen to the archives and listen to the program. I want to thank you for that. And I would like for you to spread the word. Spread the word. Pastor Carlos here on Blog Talk Radio, The Way, the Truth, and Life Tabernacle. We don't compromise with sin. We tell it the way it is. And we want to live holy and righteous before our God because he is holy. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. So once again, this Sunday at 6 p.m., we have our Bible mystery. Today's mystery is, what is the mystery of the red heifer? A lot of people don't know what the red heifer is. Well, the red heifer is very simple. It's a cow. The difference between why they call it a red heifer and not a cow at this moment is because the red heifer has not given birth to a baby cow. Have not given birth. The moment she gives birth to a baby cow, she is considered a cow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then we might ask, but why red? Well, red signifying blood. A sacrifice, and it's going to be pure, and it's got to be perfect. So what happens is when these red heifers are born, they are examined for several years, and they make sure that they don't have not one hair on their body discolored. They don't have an impurity in their body on their hair. Glory be to the Lord. If they pass that test, then there are candidates to be the sacrificed lamb when they build the tabernacle, the third tabernacle, the third temple. At this moment in Jerusalem, they have two red heifers. As far as I know, they might have more, but at least two. They came over from New Jersey, I was told. They have everything ready to build the temple. They needed the red heifer, and they're waiting for the appropriate time to build the temple. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That'll be the third temple. That'll be the temple where the Antichrist will sit in the Holy of Holies as if he's God, and that temple will be destroyed because when Christ comes and rescues Israel and he sets up his millennial reign, there'll be a fourth temple, which will be pure, glorified Jesus, and there'll be sacrifices there as a memorial to what has been to the Lamb of God. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So today's mystery is, what is the mystery of the red heifer? So if you have the answer, you could call Blog Talk Radio, The Way, the Truth, and the Life Tabernacle. That's your host. And you could speak with Pastor Carlos A. Ramos, live participants, and give your answer to the question. And if you do give the right answer that we're looking for, the church, The Way, the Truth, and the Life Tabernacle, will mail you out a beautiful pamphlet. It's an accordion-style pamphlet off the temple. It's got all its colors. It's got all the instruments that are inside the temple. A beautiful, colorful picture. It talks about the clothing that the high priest wears and what is the temple all about. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. So we would encourage you to invite your family, friends, and neighbors here to Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. To the Bible Mystery. And your host is The Way, the Truth, and the Life Tabernacle. Glory be to the Lord. With Pastor Carlos A. Ramos Jr. You can call Blog Talk Radio. God bless them. They're behind the scenes. They make sure that the radio program goes out with not a hitch on it. And we pray for them every day. You don't hear them, you don't see them, but they're there. And they're making sure that the program goes out and does what it has to do. And we know that this is a internet radio program, which I believe is international, and it goes worldwide. So people in New Zealand, people in Africa, people in all sorts of places hear the program. If you want to contact the church, The Way, the Truth, and the Life Tabernacle, you could call 772-626-3178. That's my personal cell. Or you could email the church. Everything is lowercase. WTL Tabernacle, TABERNACLE @gmail.com. And when we get that, we will respond back to whatever the question or the comment is on that email that we get. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. At this moment, Pastor Ramos' assistant, Pastor Rob Newman at Grace Church. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. And it's here in Fort Pierce. Today we taught, I taught on Sunday school, glory be to the Lord, on chapter 1 of Mark. And we spoke about proclaiming. We broke down three words. Hallelujah. We broke down three words. Proclaiming was the third. Compassion was the second. Hallelujah. And your first one word is focus. And we looked at the first chapter of Mark to see the interchange between Jesus Christ and the leopard. And that's the program that we had today. Glory be to the Lord. But The Way, Truth, and Life Tabernacle comes on every Sunday at 6 p.m. for the Bible Mystery, every Tuesday at 3 a.m. for intercessory prayer, and every Thursday at 6 p.m. for Bible study. I would encourage you to join us at those times here on Blog Talk Radio. Glory be to the Lord. And my wife, Apostle Deborah Ramos, she's be going to Africa again in next week, and she's going to spend 2 weeks there, I believe it is, and she's going to teach them and show them from the scriptures salvation, how they could be saved, and different things, different subjects she's going to be touching on. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we have to keep her in prayer, because we know many people have gone to Africa. We have the forefathers who have been there, and the Lord has given her the anointing, the mantle to go to Africa and share the scriptures with those that are there. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. And we know that Africa is a third world country. It's helping, leading the way in evangelism. And we just thank the Lord for that. Glory be to the Lord. So here we are this Sunday. What is the mystery of the red heifer? I'm not going to give you the answer, but we're going to read Numbers chapter 19, 1 through 4. And we're going to see what the scripture says. And beginning at verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, this is the ordinance of the law, which the Lord had commanded, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring thee a red heifer without spot, wherein is no blemish, and upon which never came a yoke. And ye shall give her unto Eleazar the priest, that he may bring her forth without the camp, and one shall slay her before his face. And Eleazar the priest shall take of her blood with his fingers and sprinkle of her blood directly before the tabernacle of the congregation 7 times. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. So we see this is the time when they were going to dedicate the temple, and God gave an ordinance. He gave a commandment for them to offer up a red heifer. So we know that God, number one, as we read our commentaries there, it says, God commanded Aaron and Moses. That's from verse 1. The Lord spoke unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, glory be to the Lord. And we know, number two, the children of Israel were to bring it. Numbers 19:2. It says, this is the ordinance of the Lord, which the Lord had commanded, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring thee a red heifer. And then the third one, without a spot, Numbers 19:2. Same verse where we ended, where the children are supposed to bring the red heifer. It says that they bring thee a red heifer without spot, wherein is no blemish, and upon which never came a yoke. Glory be to the Lord. So this red heifer that the children of Israel were supposed to bring to Eleazar by command of God was supposed to have no spot, no deformity in it. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. There is a scripture that we read in the prophets talk about that our righteousness is like a filthy rag in the eyes of the Lord. And a lot of people take that verse and say, well, God is talking about the rag that at that time the woman used to use when they had the monthly menstrual period. And yes, that's a superficial definition of it. But what I want you to go a little bit deeper, if you remember that the lambs that were born in Bethlehem were used as sacrificial lambs, and the priests would have to do an autopsy. They would have to cut up the lamb. They have to make sure that the bones are not broken. They have to make sure that there was no diseases within that lamb, and they want to make sure that the lamb was pure before it was offered up to be sacrificed, burnt, and later on to be eaten. I worked as a paramedic for 23 years and a half, EMT paramedic, and I could tell you, going to the morgue where they do the autopsy, the doctor that is performing the autopsy there, he goes away from that table with his garment full of blood. And so is the same thing with the priests. When they did the autopsy of these lambs, their garments was full of blood. They were stained with blood, signifying that there was going to come a lamb that will cover and take and not let anything be that was uncovered by the blood. That blood signifies sacrifice. And sure enough, we see how Jesus Christ was on the cross of Calvary, was on the stake where he was whipped 39 times. And they hit him so bad with the whip that it pulled his skin, and that permitted his blood to gush out. And we see a lot of blood that came out during the whipping time, a lot of blood that came out when they nailed him to the cross and they pierced his side with a sword and they put the crown of thorns on his head. A lot of blood. So if you was next to Christ at that time, like his mother, like John, like the other apostles, like Nicodemus, glory be to the Lord, you're going to get some sort of a splatter on you from the blood that was coming off to Jesus. So we have a red heifer here that has been autopsied by the priests. It's been cut, and then the way they do it is they hold the head of the heifer, they cut the throat, and they catch the blood in a basin. And the word of God tells me that Eliezer would take with his fingers and he sprinkles in front of the congregation of the tabernacle of the congregation. He will sprinkle that. And we're going to see something very important too. So it was given to Eliezer the priest, 19:3. And you shall give her unto Eliezer the priest. Right? That he may bring her forth without the camp. So the next subject is outside the camp. 19:3. He was outside of the camp. And that's what happened to Jesus Christ. When he had to carry his beam on the cross, they took him up the Via della Rosa and he went outside the camp to Golgotha. And there they crucify him, the Lamb of God. They sacrifice him for your sin, for our sin. And if we look at 2 Corinthians 5:21, it says that God caused him who knew no sin to become sin for us, that we may become the righteousness in him. So there was an exchange there. Jesus Christ at the cross became a sin for us. He took upon the sin of the world. And he gave us his righteousness. So in the eyes of God our Father, we are righteous. We are justified. We are no longer away apart from God. Now, but I want you to be very cautious. Although God has made us holy and righteous, and he wants us to walk that way. And the reason he wants us to walk in holiness and righteousness, representing him as his ambassadors, is because he's still dealing with the nation of Israel. And the law is still in effect. We have to understand that the moral law is still in effect. The Ten Commandments are still in effect. That's why Paul in Corinthians, he tells the people, listen, don't use your freedom, your grace, the grace that you have, your salvation that you have as a license to sin. Don't use that. You know, because we don't want you to think that because Jesus exchanged with us and he became unrighteous, he became sinful and we became righteous, now we're in safe ground. You know, if we sin, you know, God is not going to hold us to it. No, the Bible says in 1 John 1:9 that if we confess, see, that's a condition right there. If we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So So, brothers and sisters, if you sin and you don't confess, you are still in unrighteousness. I'm one of those pastors that believe that, you know, salvation is a gift from God. And every day I ask the Holy Spirit to teach me, to guide me, you know. Could a Christian lose his salvation, or is salvation dependent only on what Christ has done? So that's a question that I ask God every day, and, you know, it's something that I would like an answer, right? And, you know, on God's time, if he answered me now, he's going to wait till the church goes to heaven. But in the meantime, I'm going to believe that you could lose your salvation. Christ paid the price for sin. But if you take it for granted and you throttle on the foot again the Son of God, then there's no more sacrifice, the Bible says. You know, then we have to give an account to the Lord for the sin that we carry in. And so I would encourage you, brothers and sisters, to continue to live holy and righteousness, representing God Almighty as an ambassador, as a child of God. The Word of God says that we've been sealed with the Holy Spirit unto the day of redemption. You know, Christ paid the price for our sin. Let us not slob in it like a pig slobs in the mud in his food. Let us not do that. Let us remain holy and righteous. If you remember when the prodigal son returned home, what did the father do? He embraced him. He put a robe on him. He put a ring on him. He killed a calf for him. He celebrated that his son, who was dead once, is now alive. And we know the interchange between the older brother, but what I want you to get from this parable, from this story, is that, listen, don't take it for granted that because God did this for us in Christ Jesus, that we could get away with whatever. No, you're not going to get away. The Bible says in the great white throne, people will have to give an account for every word and deed that they have done. And their names will not be in the Lamb's Book of Life, and they'll be cast into the lake of fire with the Antichrist, the false prophet, Satan, the unholy Trinity, and everyone who has taken the mark of the beast. Imagine that. You don't want to be that, brothers and sisters. You know, I want you to be faithful unto the Lord. He says that we're going to go before the judgment seat of Christ and give an account for every good and evil work that we did. So, you know, it appears like Christ wants to cleanse us, to make sure that we enter into the house of our Father, that like the heifer, you know, we are without spot or wrinkle. If you remember when Christ spoke about his wife, his promised wife, he says she was a garment without spot or wrinkle. There's nothing there. There's no one can point the finger at you. Paul says it in Corinthians. We are being read every day. People see what we do every day. People see what they hear what we say every day. So we have to be condescends and representative of the Lord Jesus Christ, making sure that our goodness is not even spoken of. You know, making sure that we live a life whereby we do not entangle ourselves with darkness. Glory be to the Lord. And once the red heifer without spot was taken outside of the camp, it was given to Eleazar the priest. Now, it is something that Eliezer the priest is a type of the Holy Spirit. And we know that when Christ gave himself over to the Romans there, to the Jewish people, you know, we know that God was with him. But there came a time when he became sin for us that it appeared like the Father left him and he says, why have you forsaken me? Why have you forsaken me? Jesus knew what was happening. He became sin for us. The Father could not look upon sin. The Father turned around. That's why there was darkness that day that he was crucified. There was a lot of rain. There was an earthquake. The temple veil was rent from the top to the bottom. Jesus rent that veil for us. And because of him, we became the righteousness of God. We could enter into the Holy of Holies now by the Spirit because Christ made it clean for us. Remember when Martha came to Jesus Christ after his resurrection? She wanted to grab onto Jesus. He told her, touch me not, I have not ascended to my Father. Christ was going to go to the temple and sprinkle that blood, sprinkle his blood on the Ark of the Covenant. Sprinkled that blood before the temple, tabernacle of the congregation. That way we have a way in, but we could enter into the Holy of Holies with boldness and proclaim the freedom that we have in Christ Jesus. No longer are we slaves to sin and Satan. We are slaves to righteousness. No longer do we have to worry that the sins of that the wages of sin is death. But we know that the gift of God is eternal life to everyone that believes. We are the children of God. We are the ones that will praise him and worship him in spirit and in truth because he is a spirit. God doesn't dwell in houses made by man's hands. He dwells in the spiritual realm. And that's why every day, my brothers and sisters, we pray. We seek closeness. We do like Mark says in chapter 1, Jesus focused on his assignment. He will get up early in the morning and he will go in the fourth watch to pray. Why the fourth watch? The fourth watch is between 3 and 6. The reason that he would do that is because if you speak to people that do that work in the dark world, they tell us that from 12 midnight to 3 a.m., it's a lot of demonic activity. So we see Jesus praying to the Father from 3 a.m. to 4 to 6 a.m. And he's giving all that he has unto the Father, surrendering everything and being obedient and doing the will of the Father. Jesus came for two purposes. One was to do the will of the Father. And the second one was to destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So when they brought the red heifer outside of the camp without a spot, they turned it over to Eliezer. And Eliezer, were a helper, the helper will cut the neck and they will collect the blood. And Eliezer will take it, the blood, and dip his fingers there and sprinkle the blood before the tabernacle of the congregation. That's what happens if you remember when Jesus was on the cross. When they came to the two thieves, they broke their legs when they hit him with the bar. But when they came to Jesus, he was dead already. He has given his spirit. He said to his Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. So to make sure that he was dead, the centurion received an order by his boss and said, puncture the side. Let's make sure that he's dead. So the centurion took his spear and punctured the side of Jesus, hitting his heart, and out came blood and water. And medical scholars say that the only way that you get blood and water coming out of the same injury is when a person dies from a broken heart. And that's what happened to Jesus. And so Jesus, like Eliezer, who sprinkled before the tabernacle of the congregation, when they punctured Jesus, out came blood and water. He sprinkled before the tabernacle congregation. He sprinkled everything that was there, the soldiers, his family, the ground. Everything was sprinkled with the blood and water that came out of Jesus, signifying that the sacrifice was completed. And that's why Jesus, at the same time when the high priest in the tabernacle takes the blood into the Holy of Holies and he comes out, he tells the congregation, it is finished. With open arms, the high priest says, it is finished. Jesus Christ, with his arms nailed to the cross open, he says, it is finished. He fulfilled the assignment that God gave him to do, which was to offer himself up as a sacrifice for the sins of the world. Glory be to the Lord. And it was outside of the camp that they brought the red heifer to Eliezer, the high priest there. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. So we go to Numbers chapter 10, chapter 19, and verse 4, it says, and this is a print error on our commentary there. It says Numbers 10:4, it should be 19:4. And then it also says first one Numbers 10:4. That's a misprint right there. We have to correct that before we save it. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going to do that right now before we continue on, because I don't want you to copy something that is not correct. It should say Numbers number 19, verse 4, because that's where we find the interchange. That's where we find the interchange of the red heifer. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory be. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay, we're going to correct that, right? Take away the 1 and make the 10 into 19. And we did that. Now we save it. Hallelujah. We go back to the studio. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. If you look at our writings now, you're going to see where it says, blood sprinkled before the tabernacle of the congregation, Numbers 19 and 4. And that's what we read here. It says, number 4, and Eliezer the priest shall take of her blood with his finger and sprinkle of her blood directly before the tabernacle of the congregation 7 times. Now we know that 7 is God's number of completion. So we know that 7, when Jesus says it is finished, it was completed. Eliezer sprinkled the blood 7 times. And I'm sure that when Jesus received the puncture wound on his side and the blood and the water came out, we could count the number of substances in which that blood fell upon. We have the ground. We have the cross. We have his mother Mary. We have his disciple John. We have Mary Magdalene. We have Simon. And we have the soldier, the seven. So we see the blood was sprinkled on seven, signifying a completion of it. So when we look at the scriptures here, and I'm going to read it again, and then we're going to go ask the final question. Chapter 19, beginning at verse 1 down to 4. It says, "And the Lord spoke, and the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, This is the ordinance of the law which the Lord had commanded, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring thee a red heifer without spot, wherein no blemish, and upon which never came yoke. And ye shall give her unto Eleazar the priest, that he may bring her forth without the cap, and one shall slay her before his face. And Eleazar the priest shall take of her blood with his finger and sprinkle of her blood directly before the tabernacle of the congregation seven times." Now we read there, hallelujah, in verse 2 that, "And upon which there was no yoke." Jesus Christ did not have sin of himself. He took on the sin of the world, like a cow, or when they are putting the trailer behind them, or the cage, whatever they're pulling, there's a yoke displaced upon their necks, which by the driver of the carriage controls the cow, where to go, left, right, stop, or go. Jesus Christ did not have a yoke upon him. He didn't have sin. He was without sin. He was spotless. Glory be to the Lord. That yoke represented work. Jesus didn't have to work for salvation. Jesus gave his life for salvation, that you and I will be saved, that you and I will be made righteous before God. Hallelujah. So the last entry is a question. The red heifer is a type of? You should have an answer for that. If you could come up with the answer, you call 516-418-5944. Press number 1 to speak with the host at the studio. You'll be connected with the studio, and you give me the answer to that question. The red heifer is a type of? The answer should be easy. The answer should come out. If you look at the writings, it's just 4 verses that we looked at. We didn't read the whole chapter 19 of Numbers, and I would encourage you to do so. I would encourage you to read the chapter before, the chapter after. If you still don't get it, then I would encourage you to read the book of Numbers, the book before Numbers, which is Leviticus, the book after Numbers, which is Deuteronomy, and hopefully that will help you to understand the sacrifice of it. Also, I would encourage you to read the book of Hebrews in the New Testament, because it talks there about a better sacrifice. In the old times, people used to depend upon the old sacrifices that they had, the goats, the lambs, the heifers, but that would only cover the sin for a year. Every year the high priest would have to do it all over again. But now we have Jesus Christ, who has died once and for all. So he brought forth a better covenant, a better sacrifice himself. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. We have 14 minutes to go before we close out on this program. The mystery of the red heifer. What is the mystery of the red heifer? If you answer the last part, which is that red heifer is a type of, you're going to be able to answer the question, what is the mystery of the red heifer? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We started with the music, Sacrifice Lamb, which is appropriate for today's program. And I would encourage you, brothers and sisters, that you don't take anything for granted, that you go back and read these sections and ask the questions, ask the Holy Spirit to enlighten you to bring forth revelation. Remember, when you read the word, that's the logos word. But we also pray that the Holy Spirit give us the rhema word, the revelation word. You know, how does it apply to me? How does it apply to all of us? And that way we could go forward in understanding what the word of God says. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So we know that the red heifer was a command by God. We know that the children of Israel were to bring it. It was supposed to be without spot. That's why when the high priest, they look at the different red heifer that are brought to them, they do it in inspection. And sometimes they reject the red heifer. Just because it's red doesn't mean that that's the proper one. The red heifer is without spot. No yoke was supposed to be on it at any time. No blemish was supposed to be on it at any time. So the high priest would inspect the red heifer, making sure that every hair in the body of that red heifer is red. There is no gray. There's no white. There's no black. There's no other color. Because if there is, then that red heifer is not accepted. It's not pure. They needed a pure sacrifice, the red heifer. So it had to be without spot. It had to be given to Eliezer. And we know that it says here, and one shall slay her before his face, and one's. So, Eliezer, if we take away the one, the word one, which is an italic, it says, and shall slay her before his face. So it could signify Eliezer is the one who cut the neck and caused the blood to come out. But so one of the writers implanted the word one. And one shall slay her before his face. So, and one could be an assistant of Eliezer. So you see, we have to read the scriptures carefully. When you see words that are in italic, it means they were added. So, and the way to look is if you can get yourself the Dead Sea Scrolls Bible. It's the oldest Bible there is. And we do a comparison and see what the Old Testament says in the Dead Sea Scrolls Bible. And then we could tell whether or not it was Eliezer or someone else who cut the neck of the sacrifice. We have 10 minutes to go. And you could call Blog Talk Radio at 516-418-5944. Press number one to be connected to the studio. Your host is The Way, Truth, and Life Tabernacle. I'm Pastor Carlos A. Ramos, Jr., and we're talking about the mystery of the red heifer. What is the mystery of the red heifer? So the question is, the red heifer is a type of what? Glory be to the Lord. If you want to speak to the pastor, after the program, after 7 o'clock here Eastern Time, you could call 772 626-3178. Or you go write to the church, lowercase, www.wtltabernacle@comcast.net. Correction, wtltabernacle@gmail.net. Comcast.net is my personal one. I'd rather have you send it to the church, which is WTLTabernacle@gmail.com. That way I know that the question is regarding the program, and we would answer that. I will write to you, or if you want me to call you, I'll put your phone number there, and I will call you, and we could have a conversation. We could have a prayer time. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Next Sunday, when we have the Bible mystery, we're going to ask the question, how did a bronze snake heal? How did a bronze snake, that's also in the Old Testament, and has to do with Moses, it has to do with the snakes biting the people because they sinned before God. They wanted to go back to Egypt, but they had to do something in order to be healed. And so the question is, how did the bronze snake heal? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the week after that, we're going to ask the question, why couldn't a sorcerer curse Israel? That'll be in 2 weeks. Why couldn't a sorcerer curse Israel? That's 2 weeks from now. Next week is going to be, how did a bronze snake heal? And all these are found in the Old Testament. If you do a Google search or BibleQuestion.org, you will come up with the answer. I would encourage you to study your word. Jesus said, let no man deceive you. So you study your word. Study your word so you will not be deceived, and that no matter what someone teaches or preaches, if you know your word and you're taking notes, you could understand whether or not, you know, what they're saying is of God. Because, you know, Paul wrote down and he says, in the last day, there'll be a lot of false teachers. There'll be false apostles. And we have to also take it, there'll be false prophets. There'll be false evangelists. There'll be false pastors. Because the enemy is an imitator and a deceiver, right? And so if there's going to be false teachers, you know, and someone comes to you and says, well, listen, I'm an apostle, but their doctrine is not scriptural, then that's a false apostle. They could carry the title, but it doesn't matter. What matters is the word of God, the Holy Spirit in them. And that's why, you know, the Bible says, anyone who lacks wisdom asks God for wisdom. So God will give us wisdom. He will give us discernment. And the Holy Spirit will open up our understanding of the scriptures so we would know answers that we need to know in the scriptures. We need to know the word of God. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. We got 5 minutes to go, brothers and sisters. Here on Blog Talk Radio, we pray, we talk about the things of the word of God. We don't talk about anything else. So when you call and you press number one to be connected to the studio, we're going to be speaking about the question, what is the mystery of the red heifer? We're not going to be talking about this person likes that person and vice versa, or things that are not related to our scriptures. We're not going to be gossipers. Gossiper in the eyes of God is a murder. And the Bible tells us in the sixth commandment, thou shalt not commit murder. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Now you might say, but Brother Carlos, we're under grace. Why are you mentioning the commandments? Well, I believe, yes, we're under grace. We've been saved by grace through faith is the gift of God, lest any man should boast. Ephesians chapter 2, 8 and 9. However, we have to make sure that we don't violate the law, because the moral law is still in effect for us. You know, we don't have to respond to the ceremonial law, the dietitian law, but we do have to make sure that we keep the moral law in our hearts. Then you might say, but wait a minute, we don't keep the Sabbath day. Some people do, some people don't. Well, Jesus said, I'm the Lord of the Sabbath. You don't worship the Sabbath, you worship the Lord. And that is a case for another day of study regarding the Sabbath. We got 3 minutes to go. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. The mystery of the red heifer. Hallelujah. The red heifer was commanded by God. Remember, he spoke to Aaron. He spoke to Moses. And he commanded that the children of Israel were to bring it. It was supposed to be without spot, without blemish. It was supposed to be one with no yoke has been laid upon it. Excuse me. It was supposed to be brought outside of the camp, outside of the temple, outside of Jerusalem, given to Eliezer. Now, Eliezer, either he or one of his assistants, cut the neck and the blood came out. He took the blood in a basin and sprinkled 7 times in front of the tabernacle of the congregation. 7 times he sprinkled that blood. Hallelujah. So that red heifer is a type of, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We have 2 minutes to go, and we're going to give you itineraries. And that is that every Sunday at 6 p.m., we have Bible mystery. We present the case. We ask the questions. And if you come up with the correct answer, the church, the way, the truth, and the life tabernacle, which is your host, will mail you out a beautiful accordion-style type, a bulletin pamphlet, correction pamphlet of the temple. And it's in color, and it has all the information there that you need. Glory be to the Lord. On Tuesdays at 3 a.m., we have intercessory prayer. We have a list of things to pray for. So if you join us, you'll be a participant. You take on one or two of those subjects. On Thursdays at 6 p.m., we have Bible study. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So join us here on Blog Talk Radio by calling 516-418-5944, pressing number 1, and you'll be connected to the studio. This is your pastor, Carlos A. Ramos Jr., and your host, The Way, the Truth, and the Life Tabernacle, saying to you, may the Lord richly bless you. And until the next time, we're going to continue to worship and praise the Lord in the things of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. May the Lord bless you. Amen.